Describe a piece of good advice that you gave to someone.
Do you think parents should give their children advice? Of course. Parents are responsible for raising their children to become adults who can think, be responsible, make good decisions, and be successful humans. Often this means giving them advice. For example, parents may give their child advice about how to manage a situation with a friend if they have had a disagreement, and this may help them to resolve the problem with their friend. If they have an open and loving relationship with their children, then parents can continue sharing their knowledge for a long time, which can be really helpful. What kinds of advice do parents always give their children? Parents offer a wide range of advice to their children. For example, if a child is having difficulties with a friend, they might give advice about how to resolve the situation and how to express their feelings, helping the child to build confidence in conflict resolution. Another type of advice parents give their children is career advice. Many children may be uncertain about their academic and professional path, not knowing what to study or which career to pursue in the future. In such cases, if parents can ask the child questions and give them help about this, they might be able to work out the answers together. Should teachers give students advice? To be honest, I think teachers should give students advice, but it should be related to their studies only. For example, an English teacher is going to give advice to their students about how they can improve their writing skills, and this is expected. However, if a student is experiencing difficulties in their personal relationships, it's not within the teacher's purview to offer advice on such matters. These issues are too personal, and the teacher-student relationship should remain focused on academic and professional interactions. Do you think it is necessary for us to listen to friends' advice? I think it depends on what kind of help you need. When it comes to everyday matters and minor decisions, it's perfectly fine to consider your friends' opinions, because they know you well. For example, if you're trying to figure out what to wear to an important party, your friends' suggestions are likely to be a good fit, since they understand your personality and style. But when you have to make significant life choices, like which college to go to or which major to pursue, your friend's advice may not be as valuable. They may often recommend the school they attended, but this recommendation is often influenced by their emotional connection rather than objective evaluation. So for big decisions, it's often better to talk to experts who know more about these things than your friends do. How do you think we should give young people and old people advice? When giving advice to both young and old people, it's crucial to respect what they think instead of trying to force them into something. For example, when young people are trying to figure out what college major to choose, it's better to start by having a chat with them about their interests and future plans instead of immediately telling them what major they should go for. This way, young people will feel like they're part of the decision-making process and be more open to taking advice. As for older people, they often have a wealth of experience and may not readily accept advice from others. So in such situations, it's important to respect their opinions and offer advice as choices, not mandates. For example, some seniors may doubt the effectiveness of dishwashers and prefer hand-washing dishes. While we can attempt to demonstrate the benefits of dishwashers, if they still prefer hand-washing, it's okay. After all, maintaining good family relationships is more important than the choice of a household appliance. What are the areas in which people are more or less willing to accept advice? Most people tend to seek advice when they're making important decisions that can significantly affect their lives. For instance, when it comes to choosing a career, Many people become anxious about their future job prospects and worry about making the wrong choice. As a result, they often reach out to career counselors or experienced individuals for guidance. Similarly, in the realm of education, whether it's selecting extracurricular activities for children or deciding on a college major, people generally seek advice from experts to ensure they make wise choices. This trend also applies to other aspects of life, like buying a house or managing finances, where people typically turn to others for help and support. What are the jobs that are specifically for providing advice to others? There are several. The ones that I can think of now are health professionals, lawyers, teachers, salespeople, counselors, psychologists, and many more. Whenever someone has a problem in a specific area of their life, they're going to seek out that person they think is an expert to ask them what they should do. For example, a health professional can help you understand your bodily condition and offer advice on how to manage it. Lawyers provide legal advice to those in need. Teachers offer advice to students regarding the quality of their work and ways to improve it. Salespeople provide guidance on product usage and maintenance. Lastly, counselors and psychologists give advice to individuals seeking assistance with their mental health concerns. So as you can see, many professions revolve around providing advice. What advice would a professional person, like a doctor, lawyer, or teacher, give someone? Professionals in various fields may offer a wide range of highly valuable advice based on their specialized knowledge. For example, a doctor primarily focuses on health advice, often conducting tests and prescribing medications as necessary. When you see a doctor, they will talk to you about whether tests are necessary and if you need medicine for your condition. However, if a person sees a lawyer, it will be for legal advice. For example, if someone is getting divorced, they may seek guidance on the process of ending their marriage and handling property and assets. Finally, teachers give advice about knowledge and learning. So if someone is looking to improve their skills, a teacher will help them do this and give advice on how.
雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。